Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you, and Merry Christmas Eve. Here we are, Friday, December 24th, 2021. 20 minutes past the hour. That was the longest weather report I think I've ever heard in the history of weather reports. Holy mackerel, what a weather report this morning. Joined in studio this morning by Sean Kraft, and we are off and running on this Christmas Eve 2021, and we'll be with you through 1 o'clock this afternoon here on WWGH Radio. We've got a lot of prize giveaways coming up at 9 a.m. this morning from 9:10 until 11 a.m. We're going to have a live Christmas music in the studio provided by Carolyn Heimlich. We look forward to that. So you're going to stick with us here on this merriest of merry days, Christmas Eve 2021, the WWGH edition. Before we get the show started, though, I got a Christmas card, a listener Christmas card in the mail yesterday. On the front of the card, it has a picture of a cat in a stocking with some candy canes. It says, "What? This is my merry face." And on the inside, it says, "To everyone at the radio station, love cats and thought this would be cute to send. No card needed. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Judy Summers." And inside it says, "Be as merry as you want to be this Christmas." Thank you, Judy. And we did send a card out to you because we did some special things here with the station this year in regard to the Christmas cards. I hope people have gotten their Christmas cards. I sent out everybody else's Christmas card this past weekend. And Judy, yours went out yesterday, so highly unlikely you will receive it today or before the holiday. But when you do receive it, I hope you enjoy it and enjoy the holiday season. And I know a lot of people are with us here this morning. And whatever you're doing, whether you're shopping or getting the tree ready or maybe getting a dinner together tonight for the big Christmas Eve celebration, I hope you will stick with us through 1 o'clock this afternoon. Got to do a quick thank you to our dear, dear friend Phyllis Shirk and her husband Larry. Larry delivered the peanut butter fudge, which we love so much, and the Christmas trail mix yesterday, and a nice lovely card in there. And Phyllis, I'm glad you're in therapy and doing better, and I'm glad you were able to make the peanut butter fudge. Thank you so much, Phyllis, for that. We will enjoy that tonight at the Christmas party, and everybody will get their fudge for sure. So thank you, Phyllis, a good friend of the station all year round, as well as her husband, Larry. So Merry Christmas to both of you. Hope everything is going well. Okay, Sean, we got the card and we got the thank you out of the way. You know, it's funny. I was driving in this morning on Route 95, Marion Mount Gilead Road, or whatever they call it. They call it about 10 different things. And somebody was pulled over. And I thought, what a way to start Christmas Eve morning, to be pulled over right there in front of Ashley Furniture.
Yeah, that would be a bad Christmas morning, or Christmas Eve morning, I should say. Yeah, it is always, hopefully their day gets better.
Well, I wonder where they were speeding to. I mean, some people are working today, but not a huge amount of people are working today.
Yeah.
So I guess that's just the way it is.
So it could be like a last-minute shopper.
Could be a last-minute shopper.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, that's one thing about the holiday. People get frazzled. Now, it is interesting because, like, McDonald's this morning had no line.
No, yeah. Now, I only had, like, a couple people on Main Street.
Yeah, and usually it's a line out the yin-yang.
Yeah.
Because kids are in school and people are going to work. But really, the week of Christmas Day and Christmas Eve, there's not a lot of traffic at all because kids are out of school. And so that tells you who's making up the traffic at McDonald's every morning. But it's interesting to the fact that they have no lines, but you look over at Walmart and Meijer, which I had to pass to come in here this morning, and they're packed at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
But that's Christmas, I guess.
It's Christmas. I thank God I got all my Christmas stuff and everything wrapped last night.
You know, though, I just wish that we really, I have no problem with gifts. I just wish that it wasn't so stressful for people. Because I know that's part of the problem with this holiday. That's why people are out at 7 o'clock this morning. They don't want to be out at 7 o'clock elbowing people in the store. They want to be home in bed getting ready to celebrate tonight. But you can't because it's so stressful, and you want to get the right presents, and you want to talk to Santa Claus, and you want to get make sure Santa has the right gifts tonight and the right list, and you got to have all the food ready tonight for the people coming over. It's fun, but leading up to it, it's very stressful.
Right, yeah, the people do get stressed this time of the year, and, you know, maybe maybe if the people wouldn't, you know, maybe if you go back to the days that... you don't have to try to find a certain item. Just go back and...
I think gift cards have done this. Because, and I know people know I don't like gift cards, but really the truth of the matter is why I think gift cards have done this is because people now will run into a store to buy a gift card. I mean, I cannot tell you how many gift cards I have sold this year. It gets more and more every year. And people think that's going to be quicker, but the problem is you have to go into the store to do it in most cases. Our people still do. They want to make sure it's activated. They want that activation slip, so in case the person doesn't get the card or it doesn't work, they have that in their hand. And it just, and then if you can't find the right gift card, because that's become a thing now, you have to go to another store and another store. I wish people just bought people a gift and it wasn't even necessarily list related. That, oh, okay, this person might like this, I'll get this, wrap it, put it under the tree, and I think we wouldn't be under this type of stress.
You know, I think it's it all started, even when I was a kid, you know, we all write Christmas lists to Santa Claus tell Santa Claus what we want, you know, checking your list, checking it twice, you know, and, you know, I think that's where it all started. Everybody still wants a specific, you know, but some of the gifts are hard to find.
Yeah, but I will tell you this, for writing lists to Santa, I'm okay with. If you're ages 1 to 15 and you write a list to Santa, I get that. That's fine. But if you're still doing lists and I want this specific thing over age 15... that's where the problem is. That stresses people out. Because your parents get older, Santa Claus doesn't visit adults, so you don't get his help anymore. You know, that it becomes tiring once you're over 15. You know, Santa Claus doesn't visit my house anymore unless I have little kids, so I don't get Santa's help. So I got to do it all myself.
You're all alone.
I'm all alone. So it's very stressful, but I will enjoy the party tonight. We got a great group of people coming over. You'll be there tonight. Matter of fact, Santa's coming to my house tonight. I placed a call last night to the North Pole. I said, SC,
wow.
SC as I call him. I said, SC, Santa Claus, having a party here on Christmas Eve. Wish you would stop by, help pass out the presents, have a little dinner, and visit with the guests, and...
So he's going to take time out, and he's going to be able to travel around the world tonight.
Well, what he told me was, he said, before I leave North America, I will stop by your house, even though I know you have no little kids, just to, you know, meet and greet and say thank you.
Wow.
So get ready for that at my house tonight. Tonight, I believe the guest list at my house is a fun guest list. Janie Evers is coming over. Angie will be there. You'll be there. Terry Tackett from the station's coming. Linda Sims is coming. And Mary Ellen Withrow, I believe, is coming.
And your mother.
And, oh, yes, I shouldn't forget my mother.
Yeah, your mother.
My mother will be there, absolutely. Yeah. And we'll also have anybody who wants to drop by. I always encourage people to drop by. I don't mind a drop by on Christmas. Now, Thanksgiving's a little more difficult because you prepare a certain amount of food. But on Christmas, it's not really about the food.
Now you just throw a pot of chicken in a crock pot and...
potato chips. And Christmas candy for desserts, and
yeah.
We're off and running.
Off and running.
So we'll have a good time tonight. This is the first time, honestly, that this group has been together in a long time. I mean, a lot of us got together on Thanksgiving, but Terry was not able to come on Thanksgiving, and last year Terry had COVID, so we didn't see him at either one of the parties. Linda just started coming this year at Thanksgiving time, so... It's been a little while since the group has been together, so it'll be fun tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was thinking on the way over here, you did talk about the one in Salsa this year.
Oh, I did a little bit.
Oh, did you? I missed it.
A little bit okay. Tuesday. But I don't understand it. Although this year, it did seem as if people did get it right. December 21st, shortest day of the year, winter solstice. I got a message this morning, and I'm sure he's out there listening. Daniel, who listens to the station. Oh, not Daniel. Pulp. It's Christmas Eve. Kevin, who listens to the station a lot. And he said, you know, you had that woman from the Farmer's Almanac on predicting the weather last week, and she said it was going to be a cold, snowy Christmas here. Nope. 52 degrees and no snow today. Oh. So it's not going to be a cold, snowy Christmas. Kevin, you got it right. The Farmer's Almanac woman was not right. I think people do want a white Christmas. We had one last year. But don't expect it this year. The temperatures aren't going to go that low today. Maybe that's why Adam's got that marathon weather report on this morning.
the almanac was wrong.
Well, I guess for this area. Now, I don't know about other parts of the country, but yeah, the prediction was wrong. Now, her prediction was also very cold temperatures in January and I think normal in February, but it was supposed to be a very cold January. We'll see if that happens.
Well, normally January is our coldest season anyway.
I think what she said was like four or five degrees below the average temperature.
We're not going to have the polar ice or whatever they call that, a polar winds or...
Yeah, I don't know if that's what's causing it or not. It's going to be cold, let's put it that way. Yeah. Well, guess what? We are going to have giveaways here this morning because that's Christmas.
We want
to give away stuff. We have tickets to the Columbus Zoo, and we have one of these god-awful, Claxton fruitcakes, which I gingerly sit on the desk this morning because the desk about collapses when I set this thing on it.
And I got a bruise the other night when you smacked me in the stomach.
So I'm not going to tell people when I'm going to give away this Claxton fruitcake, but we're going to try to give away a gift every hour this morning.
You know what I just thought of? I could probably build a house out of that thing. It's like a brick.
Well, it is, and you know, I'm touching it right now, and it's very hard.
Yeah.
It's a hard... But I'm not saying we're going to give this away the first hour. We're going to do zoo tickets. We're going to do this Claxton at some point. Boy, oh boy, wouldn't that make your holiday?
Maybe I'll put that in your stocking.
No, you don't want that anywhere. So here's how we're going to do this morning. What we're going to do is we have Christmas trivia here. We did have some Christmas family feud as well. Not too much in the Christmas family feud way. But let's start out with the trivia, and we'll see how this goes, and then we'll move possibly into the family feud. Oh no, we got to do the Geraldo Journal first. Day 100. That's why we have to do it today. The man is irritating me at this point. You know, back on September
100 days.
Back on September 16th, I started this thing. September 16th. So December 24th is 100 days that this thing is filled. I'm actually on the few last pages we have here. Did not hear from Geraldo. Did not hear from Geraldo. Did not hear from Geraldo. You know, I'm going to have to reevaluate this thing as we head into the new year.
Do you think we need to take a trip up to Cleveland?
WTAM?
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope he's having a wonderful holiday, but
hopefully he's not getting his nose smacked again.
We'll do did not hear from Geraldo.
Oh, I was going to tell you. By the way, I emailed him too. You put that on your chart. Never got a response because he has a Gmail account on his website. Never got a response from anybody.
Now, see, but I know why you emailed him. It wasn't to be on the Geraldo. This show was it?
What? Both. I wanted the autograph in it, and I see if he can come on the radio.
I put Merry Christmas Eve in the journal. So there's the Geraldo.
I know you always get it. You're like, self-will.
Self-will. But, you know, where is the guy? 100 days.
He's probably getting his nose fixed. Plastic surgery.
Well, before we get underway this morning with the Christmas fun here, the Christmas trivia, does anybody have anything to say in regard to the Geraldo Journal? I mean, 100 days today, that's a milestone. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? Should I just discontinue this thing? Because we're going to have the holiday weekend here, and we're at 100 days. 100 days. We've been trying to get old Mr. Big Shoes on this. You know what? And I'm going to play this because I always said if Geraldo ever came on this show, this is what it would sound like. This is one of my favorite things. We played this earlier in the week, but it's the holidays, so let's have some fun here. If Geraldo ever did come on this show, which very slim possibility at this point. This is what it would have sounded like if Geraldo had been on this show. Day 100 here of the Geraldo Journal. Take it away. Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, Scott Spears along with you today, and we have a guest on today who I've always wanted to have on. It is Talkmania, the legendary talk show host, Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, thank you so much for coming on the program. Tell us about Al Capone's vault.
That's why I hate coming on with
folks,
you.
Please
because
look
you
it
are
up
such
to
a
prove
cheap shot.
How silly this
right,
guy
you're
is.
You're a backstabbing
this
cheap shot.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
Stop NDS. Attacking
you
me,
on the
punk.
Police thing.
Address the issue.
Do you have the
you
guts to address
the
issue?
All right, Geraldo, thanks for coming on.
And that is what it would have been like had Geraldo appeared on this show. But here we are, day 100, no Geraldo.
He does sound like that.
Well, he does. He's Mr. Big Pants, and he's got an attitude, which I said, I many times on this show, I said, Geraldo's crazy. And people said, oh, don't say Geraldo's crazy. He'll never come on the show if you keep saying he's crazy. Well, I mean crazy in a good way.
Yeah.
I don't mean crazy in a bad way.
Well, it could be both.
Well, he might be, but, you know, still, I wanted him as a guest in day 100 here. So nobody has any thoughts on the Geraldo Journal at this point, 740-383-9944. If we don't have any thoughts on the Geraldo Journal, we'll move right into the Christmas trivia here. Which, this is not hard Christmas trivia, by the way. We eased it up on you for Christmas Eve. So this is nice, easy Christmas trivia. We've got a lot of questions here and some Family Feud. If you get a question right, we'll enter you into the bucket, and every hour we will draw a winner. And it's possible you'll win a Claxton fruitcake. It's possible you win some tickets to the Columbus Zoo. By the way, the tickets to the zoo are good through January the 2nd. The lights don't stop just because Christmas is over. That all goes on through January the 2nd. So let's get kicking here this morning, as they say, on this Christmas Eve 2021. And I don't even know what's going to happen this morning, honestly, to be perfectly frank with you. I know we're going to have live music starting at 9:15 until 11. I don't know if Pastor Whitaker's coming into the studio this morning. I haven't heard yet. I don't know if we're going to have the traditional eggnog here this morning. It's a possibility. We have discussed it. And I don't know if there's going to be a guest on at noon. So we'll find out as the morning goes along. You'll find out as we find out this morning. Okay, first Christmas trivia question. Get your dialing fingers ready. A lot of people are sleeping in this morning, too, though, I should mention. You know, a lot of people don't have to go to work today who listen to us from their workplace. What did the other reindeer not let Rudolph do because of his shiny red nose? Now, that's about as simple a question as you're ever going to find. What did the other reindeer not let Rudolph do because of his shiny red nose? Question A number one here on Christmas Eve, Now with Scott Spears, 2021. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What did the other reindeer not let Rudolph do because of his shiny red nose? 740-383-9944. Now, this song goes back a long way.
It sure does. Who was the original singer on that?
I don't know who originally did it, and I'm not sure when they added Rudolph.
Yeah.
Because Rudolph was not in the original rundown of reindeer.
Yeah. They just added it on because of the nose. Somebody came up with the shiny nose.
Yeah, it could have been. Yeah. And I, you know, he guides Santa's sleigh, and now people include Rudolph in all the decorations and things of that nature, but yeah, it's a fairly new thing.
Yeah. But it was back in my days, I knew Rudolph. So it must have been back in the, what, 60s?
Yeah, I would say that special probably was on in the 60s. I don't know when the song came out, though.
Yeah.
Sorry, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Our audience does not know. What did the other reindeer not let Rudolph do because of his shiny red nose? That's what we're looking for here on Christmas Eve 2021. I better make sure the phones are working. I think so. The phones are working.
Yeah.
Does anybody know? You have a chance to win one of these god-awful Claxton fruitcakes or a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. Maybe we'll even give you four tickets if you need some for your whole family. It's
Absolutely.
Christmas Eve.
It's Christmas.
What did the other reindeer not let Rudolph do because of his shiny red nose? Now, you would kind of have to sing the song to yourself to get that answer. Now, I'll throw another question out there. Oh, here, maybe this is the answer. Maybe we're on a little bit of a delay this morning.
Maybe so.
Okay, go ahead, caller.
Join in any reindeer games.
Join in any reindeer games. You have got it right. How's your Christmas Eve morning going?
Well, if it wasn't cloudy, it'd be a lot nicer.
That's true, but we certainly don't have the cold weather, and we certainly don't have the snow for this Christmas.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Now, this is Scott, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, Scott, we've got you in the drawing. You don't want this fruitcake, do you?
No, I don't care. I like fruitcake.
Oh, you actually, okay. Well, I know this was your first year trying the fruitcake, right?
Yeah. 54 years, and I'd never had fruitcake till this year.
And you now have acquired a taste for this.
Yeah.
You know, they call it devil's food.
No.
It was the original devil's food cake was fruitcake.
Are you serious?
Well, that's my understanding. I mean, I wasn't there when it happened, but that's what I understand happened.
I suppose you thought Satan himself mixed that up.
Well, I don't really know if Satan was involved, but... I hear he did like them.
Oh, come on now.
We'll have to go that route. Hey, thanks for calling, Scott.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, yes, Rudolph was not allowed to join in any reindeer games. Okay, question number two this morning. How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol? Old Ebenezer Scrooge. How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol? 740-383-9944. See, I told you these questions are not very difficult this morning. How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol? And I'll throw out another question that we'll have questions going simultaneously here this morning. Where was the baby Jesus born? Now, somebody better get that. Where was the baby Jesus born? So there's your two questions. How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol? Or, where was the baby Jesus born? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And you'll get entered in to win a prize. You know, the early group here this morning, you might have a very high chance to win a prize. Because we're not getting a lot of entries. We started a little late having conversation here this morning. And that's the way it goes. But how many ghosts are in A Christmas Carol? And where was the baby Jesus born? Those are the two questions. It'll be very unfortunate if people don't know the answers to those. 740-383-9944. Now, here it comes. I think we must be operating on a little bit of a delay this morning. Go ahead, caller.
That was three.
Oh, three. Yes.
Four ghosts.
And you liked what was your answer?
Four. It was actually four ghosts.
Oh, four. You're right. You started... Yeah, there were four ghosts.
Yeah, I said three, then I forgot about Marley.
That's okay. We'll let you in. Because
I seen yesterday, and this is one you can look up. It was called A Carol for Another Christmas. It was done in 1964, and Rod Serling wrote it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was one I had never saw.
Now, how did that go over, Rod Serling, Twilight Zone man?
Well, it was like watching an episode of Twilight Zone, to tell you the truth.
Really? It was a dark Christmas special.
Yeah, it was dark. It was all about a guy who was bitter because his son died in a war.
Now, what year would this have been?
1964.
So not too long after he left Marion here. I believe he was here in Marion late 40s, early 50s?
Yeah, he was still doing Twilight Zone then, wasn't he? 1964?
Probably. Because Twilight Zone was black and white, yeah.
Joseph Minkiewicz directed it.
Hey, by the way, I did watch your Alastair Sims Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah? What'd you think about that?
Well, you know, it's a little different than the other Christmas... They all follow the similar pattern, but it was interesting because it talks about... It seemed to go a little more into death. His death and Tiny Tim's death and his sister's death than I'd seen the other versions do, especially his sister's death. And I thought that was interesting. And he's a good actor, but, you know, I don't know that he's any better than George C. Scott.
Alastair Sims is actually English. George C. Scott is not. So.
Now is Scrooge supposed to be English?
Yeah, Charles Dickens wrote it set in London.
Yeah, but you know Charles Dickens stopped by George Cassotis' restaurant many times.
Yeah, I heard that on the radio.
Yeah, so I don't know if he spent a lot of time here in America or not.
I don't know either.
But I did watch it all the way through, so I wanted to let you know that.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's one everybody should experience one time.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Scott in again. He did get it right. Four ghosts in A Christmas Carol. Now, he likes the Alastair Sims version of A Christmas Carol. I like George C. Scott. But I guess it's the one you're most familiar with is where you go. Okay, the other question still out there. Where was the baby Jesus born? Now, this is not difficulty. I would hope not. Where was the baby Jesus born? And then we'll get another question out here. I love this question. The movie Miracle on 34th Street is based on a real-life department store. What is it? One of my favorites. Where was the baby Jesus born? And the other question. The movie Miracle on 34th Street is based on a real-life department store. What is it? 740-383-9944. I think they're waking up now. It's a rough morning, Christmas morning. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, baby Jesus born in Jerusalem.
That's bad because you've answered that wrong, incorrectly on Christmas Eve now.
What?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. That's the paperwork I have in front of me says I have the baby Jesus' birth certificate here, and he was not born in Jerusalem.
Well.
Did you just roll out of bed?
Huh?
Did you just roll out of bed?
Just not too long ago.
Oh, I can tell you. I can tell because, it's Christmas Eve.
Well, I'm not getting no presents from Santa this year.
Certainly not from the baby Jesus. Not Jerusalem. Thank you, though.
Yep.
Yeah, no Jerusalem. We're having a good time here this morning, folks. You just got to understand, we're having a good Christmas time. We're going to have Christmas music in the studio here pretty soon. No, baby Jesus was not born in Jerusalem. I don't think that's how the tale goes. Where was the baby Jesus born? I didn't think we'd get a misfire on that one. Other ones, possibly. I didn't think that one. The movie Miracle on 34th Street is based on a real-life department store. What's that real-life department store? 740-383-9944. What's the department store in Miracle on 34th Street? And where was the baby Jesus born? Does anybody else want to take a crack at that? 740-383-9944. Now, are you enjoying yourself this morning?
I sure am.
Oh, it's Christmas Eve, folks, here in the heart of Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem, you have got it. Absolutely. How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing good, Scott. And you want to know the other answer, too?
Go right ahead. Give us the other answer.
Macy's.
You know, is Miracle on 34th Street one of you and Phyllis's favorite? I love that movie.
Yeah, it's good.
I was going to ask, how's Phyllis doing with her rehabilitation?
Every day, a little bit better. A
little bit better. Well, thanks so much for that fudge. We all appreciate it quite a bit.
Have you tried it yet?
Yes, I did.
Did you like it?
I did. It tastes just like it always does.
You know, I'll eat a piece, and I'll walk back by and grab another one, get another one, you know.
That is the problem. You have to go back for more. It's like a potato chip. You just can't eat one.
Yep. Well, you guys do it while I'm there.
Hey, thank you, Larry.
Okay, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Larry goes in twice. He got them both right. Baby Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And, we got a friend here joining us here this morning. Baby Jesus was born in... I bet he knew where Baby Jesus was born.
My work is still cut out for me.
Oh, my goodness. Pastor Craig here in the studio with us this morning. Where was Baby Jesus born? It was Bethlehem. And the movie Miracle on 34th Street took place in Macy's. All right, we've got about 10 minutes. Yeah, I can go over on the mic, Pastor. What are you up to Christmas Eve morning here, 2021?
I am starting my Christmas shopping.
Oh, just starting?
Just starting. I traditionally have waited till Christmas Eve to do it. I've done that for 20 years. And this year may be different, but normally the stores are empty. And you have the stores all to yourself. Now, I noticed this morning that there's a lot of cars at Walmart and a lot of cars at Meijer's. So this
I wonder why.
Different. I don't know.
I noticed that this morning, too, when I was coming in. At 7:30, there were a lot of cars out.
Yeah, because usually it's a ghost town. So I think maybe it just had something to do with Christmas being on Saturday, Friday's Christmas Eve. People thought, well, I can wait till Friday.
So. I don't know if people will get it done, though. That's my worry, because the stores all close up about 5 o'clock today, I believe.
Yeah, the pressure's on.
The pressure is on. Now, do you enjoy going out on Christmas Eve? Now, see, that would drive me nuts.
I normally do enjoy it because it is usually not busy. I've walked into stores before, and, you know, it's like a ghost town, and so I can just go at my own pace. I can just kind of leisurely wander around. But I don't know. It may not be that way this year.
Oh, it's going to be a thing. Now, how many people do you have to buy for this year?
Let's see. I made my list last night. I think I've got 13 because 5 of them are grandkids.
Now, is that stressful? That seems a little stressful.
No, if I go with the right attitude, it's not stressful.
Did you ever get in the Christmas spirit? I'm still a little iffy. I mean, there are things now that are starting to seem Christmassy, but certainly not like years past.
No, I know. We talked about it the night of the Christmas party, and it just doesn't seem like Christmas. Yeah. And I have to admit, this is probably the least I've ever felt in the Christmas spirit.
Well, Sean and I went out last night and had dinner, and in the restaurant we were in, and I won't, nothing wrong with the food or anything, but we were sitting there, and I think one Christmas song played the entire time we were in the restaurant, which is very abnormal. The day before Christmas Eve, usually that music that's piped into all these places is playing Christmas song after Christmas song after Christmas song. One we heard in the entire hour, I think, that we were there.
Yeah, like you say, it's usually constant Christmas songs being piped in. And I think, too, I don't know, we never really had in December a really cold spell. We didn't have snow that came down, and the snow was on the ground for a couple of days. And I think those things tend to help feel like Christmas, and I just haven't seen it this year.
Well, also in this place we ate at last night, and I'm only picking on it because that's where we ate, but as we were up at the counter, they had two tiny Christmas trees and a piece of garland on the counter. That was it. The employees had nothing on that said Christmas. The restaurant itself had nothing up that said Christmas once you were sitting down. And I know that a lot of places have pulled back from this, but honestly, I have worked and do work for big retail companies, and they really don't care as you get closer to Christmas. They don't mind if you wear necklaces like the one I have on. They don't mind if you do that, or sweaters, but people just don't seem to be doing it this year.
You know, it's an interesting thing that you mentioned, because I didn't really think about it until now, but usually in Christmases past, that 2 weeks leading up to Christmas, you go into a restaurant and everybody has a Christmas sweater on, or you've got one or two employees that are dressed up like elves. And as I'm thinking about it, I really haven't noticed this year. As a matter of fact, yesterday I had my lunch in a little mom-and-pop restaurant over in Johnstown, Ohio, and the only person there was with anything Christmassy on was one of the waitresses, and she had a Grinch
sweatshirt,
yeah,
which
yeah.
I like.
Which is,
but,
yeah.
But none of the other employees were dressed, and I hadn't really thought about that, but yeah, it's lacking this year.
Very, very odd season, and I don't know if this is the way it's going to be. Now, I a lot of people have blamed this on the pandemic, but I don't think it is, because last year we didn't have this trouble, and the pandemic was certainly more restrictive last year than it is this year, so I can't say this is pandemic problems. I don't know what has happened.
I'm at a loss for words. I don't know what has happened either, but I agree with you. I mean, I don't think it's pandemic-related. I really don't think it is.
Well, and the worry in that for me is, because it's not pandemic-related, are we ever going to flip back?
Right.
Because once you flip a holiday like this, it's very hard to flip it back, because I don't know if it's generational. I don't know if that's what's happening. I don't know if it's people are just... We're getting more glued to our phones, and we don't have time to decorate, and we don't have time to go buy ugly sweaters and all that sort of thing. I don't know what it is.
I don't know either, but I just, and, you know, I'm not alone, you're not alone, we just, there seems to be an overall feeling among a lot of people that it just doesn't seem like Christmas.
Sean, do you feel like we're sitting here on Christmas Eve morning?
No, it doesn't feel like it at all, really. I mean, kind of when I jam the music in my car.
Well, those are the things that make you feel like Christmas. The music, the clothes, the decorations, but just not a lot of that outside your own home, I guess, this year.
And I haven't switched around very much, but I sometimes feel like maybe this year even the radio stations aren't playing as much of the Christmas music. You know, in years past, there were a couple of radio stations that day after Thanksgiving, it was all Christmas music, 24 hours a day, all the way up to Christmas, and I haven't stumbled upon one of those yet. I'm sure it's out there, but I haven't stumbled across it yet.
You know what's interesting to me is that, and we're going to have live Christmas, I should mention we're going to have live Christmas music starting at 9:15 this morning. Carolyn Heimlich will be in, and she used to play at East Lawn Manor for many years, so we'll have nice Christmas music in the background here. But an odd thing to me is, I think for a long time, there was an idea, and it really was a myth. Now, I'm not saying it didn't happen, it never happened, but as far as it being everywhere, the myth was that retail was saying, don't say Merry Christmas. I've been in retail during that whole time, nobody ever said that to me, at a couple places. But it became such a myth that you had to say Happy Holidays, that this became a thing. And I think somewhere along the line, a door swung, and the retailers said, gee whiz, we're tired of hearing from the people who want us to say Happy Holidays, and we're tired of hearing from the people who want us to say Merry Christmas, so forget it. But the truth in that story is, it never happened. I'm not saying there's not a mom and pop shop, but the big retailers never came to anybody and said, don't say Merry Christmas. You know how hard that would be to police?
Exactly. When especially, you know, you've got a store that's got 40 or 50 employees on any given shift, there's no way you could police that.
No. Now, will you have a show on this Sunday? You're taking the weekend off.
I'll have a show this Sunday live. I'll be here in studio.
And the computer will be working.
Yes.
No problems on Wednesday night.
No problems on Wednesday night. No.
Well, oh, my goodness gracious. So as we head into the new year, does it have anything to do with New Year's, or is it... What's the tenor of Sunday's show?
Well, actually, the subject Sunday is on forgiveness. And it just kind of seemed like one to end the year, start a new year with. Excuse me. Because it's not the traditional message you've ever heard on forgiveness. I kind of take a different tack, and we kind of lay out what exactly forgiveness is, and we talk about some examples in that, and what forgiveness isn't. So it's kind of a nuts and bolts thing.
People might need some forgiveness after their Christmas parties tonight and tomorrow.
Yes, they may.
You know, I hate to bring that up, but people do have falling outs at Christmas time.
There may be some people that need forgiveness after tomorrow morning when, well, what was under the tree? Oh, I forgot.
Well, and I feel bad because, you know what, I wonder if this non-Christmas feeling is going to translate into people not being so merry at these parties and get-togethers as they normally would be. And I wonder, and we won't find out till tonight, has it affected the way people buy? Did they go to the stores less? Did they kind of half do it this year? Did they not put the effort in because it didn't seem like Christmas? And how's that going to affect the people who are the recipients? I don't know. I think it's going to, I think 2021 is going to be a fascinating study.
It is. It's going to be, yeah. And I'm kind of like you. The trend towards gift cards is really a disappointment to me because you don't have to put a lot of thought into it. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't say I was thinking of you.
And no, and
it's a trend I hate to see.
And I have said for many years, if you're elderly and can't get around the store, that's fine. If you've got grandkids or kids who live out of state, I get that. That's I'm not saying don't do it. I'm not saying abolish gift cards. But I'm saying if you are healthy and well-bodied and the person you're buying for, you're going to see at Christmas, and you're just doing that for the convenience of it, that's the problem I have, because there is no thought in that. Now, if my grandchild lives in Florida, well, I had to go to the store. I kind of had to figure out what they liked. I had to buy the gift card. I had to get a Christmas card. I had to put it in there. I had to mail it. Probably wrote something in the Christmas card. Now, that's thoughtful, but when the person's in town, you're going to see them. That's not thoughtful. That's just I didn't want to take the time to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Unfortunate. We got to go to break. We're coming back with live Christmas music with Carolyn Heimlich and also more trivia. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Mrs. Claus doesn't have to worry.
And she's listening tonight, so I'm...
We're streaming at the North
Pole. I don't want to get in trouble.
Streaming live on the internet at www.